It's a great honor to have on with me today, sharing the victory, the head football coach of the East Carolina football team, Skip Holtz. East Carolina is very privileged to have you, Skip. Welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Ron. It's good to be here today.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, one of the most dangerous teams in the country, and it's a team that's not always heard of a lot, but without a doubt, anybody in the game of college football knows that East Carolina is a team that you don't necessarily want to play during the course of a year. And I'll tell you what, you guys have knocked off a lot of the quote-unquote biggies, but you've had great success there. And Skip, tell us what you've been able to experience since you've become the head coach there, and how you've experienced fulfilling God's will for you to be there.
Well, it's an honor for me to have the opportunity to be here. And I know when I left Connecticut as a head football coach and went down to South Carolina to join my family down there in Columbia, and we were there 6 years, and all I wanted to do was have the opportunity to be a head football coach again. And I feel very blessed to have the opportunity to arrive here in Greenville at East Carolina with its passionate fan base, and it's got a great football background with everything. And I think you have an opportunity, you have an obligation to turn and put your players in a situation where they can succeed academically, where they can succeed athletically, where they can succeed socially, and they can grow spiritually. And that's one of the things that's been so rewarding for me, to have the opportunity to be in a program like this and to watch the 4 years since we've been here, the way this program has grown and the way that so many of these young men have developed and grown as people, as students, as players, and as Christians.
I'll tell you what, Skip, there's no question, I think around the coaching profession, you're renowned as a head football coach. But there are still people who associate your name with your dad,
yep.
Lou. And I imagine growing up in a home like that had to be an honor for you, because you've been around football all your life, and I'm sure coaching was something that you saw as a very positive thing in your family. But how have you learned how to have your own identity in Christ apart from your dad's success? Have you had to go through some struggles and challenges that way?
Probably from an acceptance standpoint, and I didn't know any different growing up. I mean, it was all I ever experienced. And so for me to have the opportunity to grow up around my father and around this great game, where I grew up around my childhood heroes, the people that I idolized, I got a chance to go to practice or go eat dinner with them. I can remember when we were with the New York Jets, I was walking over to the training table and a convertible Eldorado pulled up, and Joe Namath asked me if I wanted to go to lunch. So I get in the car with Joe Namath when I'm in the seventh grade, and we go to Jack in the Box to get a nice, healthy lunch. I mean, I've been very blessed to be around this great game. And so I've never really looked at it as a how do you get out of the shadow situation. I've looked at it as a great experience for me, especially as a head football coach, to have the opportunity to pick up the phone and call my father, who's had the amount of success he's had, to have been in as many different situations as he has been, and to have that kind of sounding board at the end of your cell phone is a phenomenal asset for me as a head football coach. And I've never said I didn't get into this business to say I wanted to be the next Lou Holtz, or I was going to walk around and try and be him. If I did that, I'd look like Bozo the Clown with size 42 shoes on with all the success he had. I've just always said, you know what, I want to be the best Skip Holtz I can be. And I put my faith in the Lord. He's got a plan for my life, my family's life, my coaching career. There's an old adage that says, if you ever want to make God laugh, just tell him the plan you have for your own life. And you don't know where this profession's going to take you. You just try and do the best job you can with where you are and hope that you're following his plan according to living your life the way he wants you to.
We're talking to Skip Holtz, the head football coach of the East Carolina University football team. Skip, you know, let's talk about pressure, because you know, as a head football coach, you know what it's like. You're up one minute, you're down the next minute, and so much of it goes beyond your control. It's very easy to lose your perspective when you're having to deal with athletic directors and fan base and media, and whether you win or lose, the scoreboard, you name it. But how does it get back to the individual player? Because one of the things you mentioned earlier in the interview was that you really have a responsibility to make sure that they are better people, each and every one of your players. So what do you do to really impact the individual player amidst all of the pressure and all of the junk that goes on surrounding a head football coach?
Well, and you mentioned it earlier on that in this game of highs and lows, we've had a very emotional September, from beating Virginia Tech and West Virginia early in the year and being the media darling, so to speak, to coming back and losing to NC State in overtime and to Houston here at home. And we've kind of had our highs and we've had our lows, and sometimes it's hard to deal with, especially in a sport that, as you talked about, there is such a competitive nature to win, and that's the object and the goal and what everybody's trying to do. But I think it's in those hard times that for me, myself, I mean, I'm constantly praying for wisdom to sit down. I'm a big Proverbs guy. I read the Proverbs of the day, which, and just ask for wisdom to touch me and to give me something to help me lead these young men through a difficult time, to make them better people, and the life lessons that we learn and what we're going through and the highs and lows. And it's like life. I mean, you put your faith in something, you work for it, you get competitive for it, and you go out and you earn it, because nobody's going to give anything to you. And the lessons we're learning right now are lessons that are going to not only help us on the football field as we progress forward, but they're lessons that are going to help these young men in life. And at the end of the day, that is truly what we're trying to do, is develop these young people. I know from an alumni standpoint and everything else, it's about winning, but I don't believe you try and win in a season. I don't think you try and win a game. I think you build a program based on a solid foundation and accountability and good people and togetherness and the way they get along. And I think winning is a result of building a program. The pressure comes when you try and build a win, and you're willing to sell the undersides of the house out from underneath it to turn and just try and get a win. Then it's very difficult to try and cope or deal with any type of loss.
That's a great point, Skip, and I appreciate that, because I do think as Christians, even, we tend to lose sight of the goal, and the goal is to be conformed into the image of Jesus Christ, and that is through an intimate walk with Him. And you mentioned the Proverbs. In Proverbs 4:23, one that's always hit me is it says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it come the issues of life." And, you know, what flows out of our heart are the real, true issues of life. And so I wanted to ask you, Skip, as our last question today, is how do you keep your heart with all diligence? And what do you saturate your heart with? Because what you put in is eventually is what's going to come out when you're in the midst of a tough situation.
Well, I think it all starts with a positive attitude. I think that's one of the things that everything in life starts with. You know, you talk about it in Romans 5:3. It says we can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. Mm-hmm. They help us learn to endure. I've used this expression, when you're winning, it's easy to be on top, but it's truly in the lows when you're really leaning on Him, the footprints in the sand, so to speak, that we learn the most about ourselves. And so many times it's hard for us to understand why negative things or bad things would happen to such good Christian people. But at the same time, I think when we're at our lows is when we lean on Him the heaviest and we learn the most about ourselves, and that's when you have to continue to dive into the Word and what you're trying to build and how you're trying to do it.
I really appreciate that, Skip, and I know the Lord honors that, and I know what you're talking about. What do you tell your team right after a tough loss, or maybe where you got blown out? You know, it's very contrasting to after you come up with a great win, but the truth of your character really does step out at that point, and how you convey that to your team is so utterly important. And I'm just glad that there's a man of God like you at the helm at East Carolina University to inspire those young men to understand what the true definition of success is. It's God's definition and not man. So we want to thank you for not only your faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ while you coach, but also just joining us here and sharing that with us here on Sharing the Victory today.
Well, Ron, this has been a pleasure for me. I appreciate you having me today and giving me the opportunity to share a little bit.
It's been great to talk to Skip Holtz, the outstanding head football coach with East Carolina University, and we wish him well, not only throughout his career, but that the Lord would bless him as he individually meets the demands and the responsibilities of dealing with each one of those young men. Skip, thanks for being on today.
I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you.